I'm officially back home, finally. Like, you guys do not know how much I missed you guys and doing this podcast every single day. I just got off the interstate at my exit, and I'm officially back in my small town. Or getting close to it, anyway. But I'm so excited, guys. I finally got service again. I can do the podcast. I miss doing this so much, and I promise you guys, tomorrow I will be back on our regular schedule while we talk about mental health. And I want to touch a couple of things with you guys. We're going to talk about, like, PTSD, which is something I haven't talked about. And we're going to talk about depression more in detail about anxiety. So look forward to that probably in the next week or so. I'm looking super forward to doing it, guys. But I just wanted to check in and say hello because I missed you guys so much. Like, I'm so used to doing this podcast twice a day and talking to you guys and letting you guys in. I haven't even been blogging on my blog site, so I got to get caught up with that because being out of town, I'm just not caught up on anything. But I'm just really excited to be home. Like, yes, I'm home. So I'm probably going to go home. My dad cooked Sunday dinner. I'm probably going to eat his dinner, even though I went out. This is crazy, guys. My whole weekend was like, it was fun. Like, I literally relaxed. Me and my boyfriend, we laid around, we slept, we talked, chilled, whatever. We watched a bunch of movies, went to Walmart last night in the middle of the night because somehow, like, we're watching movies and on the DVD player at this point, because, you know, needless to say, the DVD player conks out and we have to end up going to the store to get a whole new DVD player, so it was a mess. But we watched movies, like, the whole weekend, and we had a good time doing it. Watch movies. I got to hang out with Batman and his dog, who I love to death. And I got to cuddle with him and give him a bath and all that stuff. Like, I literally go into, like, mommy mode whenever I'm down visiting him and I get to see his dog and stuff. So, we had a great weekend, though. I watched so many good movies, guys. Like, let me tell you. So, last night, I watched a good movie. And it was called, what was it? House Arrest. And it had Stacey Dash in it. Let me just say, Stacey Dash looks so pretty in that movie. In The Game, if you don't know him, he's a rapper. He played her, like, boyfriend. And it was just so good, such a good movie. It really, she figured out her values in it. You know, she was all so into, like, the money and having all the finer things in life when she realized that she already had all those things with her, you know, child's father. He was a good guy. She didn't need to go after the money and all that. But needless to say, the movie had me crying like a baby. I was like, oh my God, I think I was missing my daughter a little, because the scenes she's had with her daughter, the little scenes they shot, made me cry. So I was so into that movie. I even watched the old movie, back in the day movie with Bernie Mac and Ashton Kutcher, where, like, he played like he was getting ready to marry Bernie Mac's daughter. Can't think of names, but that movie had me crying too. I was like, I can't take all these crying movies, man. And I was in the middle of watching My Bloody Valentine, old school movie back in the day, before I got ready to go home, but I didn't get to finish watching this. My boyfriend was about to watch it without me. I'm like, really? But I also got to watch The Craigslist Killer. Oh God, that movie was so good. And the thing is, you know, I love that movie, but the thing that made me mad about it was that they just moved too fast. The girl in the movie was so pretty, and the guy, he was strange. I mean, he was a little strange, and he had his own issues going on. He kept blacking out, and he was killing he killed, like, two women, and then he just, you know, roughed up the rest of them, like, kind of like they got away. But it's crazy how she was blindsided. His teachers and classmates were blindsided. Nobody suspected that he would be doing all this killing and crazy stuff. So it was crazy. It was like nobody suspected it. Nobody was like, he killed, you know, they thought he would do anything like this. And he was so good at covering it up. But I'm thinking, like, girl, let me just tell you, all them nights he's been away from home and she trying to call him, where were you at, and he not picking up, him going about him phones that didn't trace anything. It was just so sad. The ending was so sad. And then the end, he, like, kills himself in the cell. I was like, oh my God. And then I was telling my boyfriend about it. I said, babe, you know, it's just crazy that women actually post ads on Craigslist every day prostituting, and they don't realize you gotta be careful. Like, anyone out there, just be safe. The internet is not you gotta be safe, guys. You just gotta think smart. Now, I know some people, that's how they make their living. I'm not judging. My point is just please be safe on whatever you do. Even if you're on a dating site, whom I'm not judging, because I used to use dating sites too, same way I met my boyfriend, but he went crazy, thank God. And he'll kill me for saying that. But no, like, you just gotta be careful, man. Just be so careful putting ads, because even though you're doing what you're doing to make your money, and maybe that's all you got, be careful, because you could meet somebody crazy and they could kill you. You just never know. You you got to be careful online. I'm always getting on my boyfriend about that too, because he's always like, he's like, oh, I found this car on Craigslist. I found this on Craigslist. I want to buy. I'm like, babe, be careful dealing with people on Craigslist for something happen. Like, I'm always on him. Like, you know, like, be careful. It makes me so mad. Cause like, babe, you're so protective. I'm like, yes, because people are crazy online. Like, you just got to be careful. Really careful, guys. That's all I'm saying. But I watched a ton of movies this weekend. I kind of was in peace, but I'm not gonna lie, I missed my daughter the whole weekend. I talked to her all weekend long. She missed me. She said, mommy, I love you, I miss you. So it was a long weekend, needless to say, but I'm super excited that I'm going home to see her and see my parents. And honestly, I was a little homesick, just a teensy bit, you know. But at the same token, I'm just happy I got to spend my time with my boyfriend. His birthday is tomorrow, so happy birthday, baby. And I'll say it again tomorrow on tomorrow's podcast too. It's early birthday anyway. But needless to say, it was a good weekend, guys. I enjoyed myself. We went out to Ruby Tuesday today. We ate dinner, which was so cool. Spent a little time together. We rolled around. We just had a good time, you know. So it was a fun-filled week, and I can actually tell you guys, I watched movies and I relaxed. I had a good time, cleared my head. Tomorrow's a new day. I'm actually off tomorrow because I'm taking my daughter to a dentist appointment. So tomorrow will be mommy and daughter time. So it's gonna be a great weekend. I mean a great week ahead. I only have to work 3 days next week because my office is closed Friday, so I'm kind of lucking up here. So it's going to be a great time, guys. So I'm looking forward to all the good stuff going on. The whole phone situation, I thought I was going to have my new cell phone through Verizon by now, but it's taking a little more time. So I probably won't get it until, I'm hoping, by the end of next week, because I'm so sick of being with Sprint. I don't know what to do. I just want Verizon. I just want to move on already to a new company. So it's taking more time than I want, but we're going to get there. Just got to handle some other things first before I can get there, but yeah, so I'm just excited, guys. I'm so glad I get to talk to you guys. And like I said, I'm just happy I'm back in my hometown. And the interstate was a mess. I'm driving and it's rainy and nasty. So I was like, oh, I hate driving on the interstate in the rain. On top of that, I had this car in front of me going over this bridge. Mind you, I'm already anxiety ridden when it comes to bridges. So I'm going over the bridge and this car in front of me is driving slow. I'm assuming they're like one of those people that's scared like me. I'm like trying to brake the whole time so I don't want to back of her, and I'm like, please, like, I'm already panicking enough and I got her in front of me panicking, and I said, if we can't both be panicking, like, just leave that to me or something. Like, I'm serious, guys. I'm like, get it together. So yeah, I don't know, guys, but I'm super super excited to just be back. It was an eventful weekend. I got myself a heated blanket, guys. I bought myself a heated blanket. Oh, my God. I did not need it. So, me and my boyfriend, like I said, we went to Walmart last night. I'm in there shopping. And he's like, babe, we come in here for like one or two things. You in here buying the whole store. Typical me. I had to buy the whole store. He knows me too well. It's just what I got to do. I'm like buying up the whole dang store. And he's like, babe, really? I'm like, sorry. What I do, you know, I'm ready to buy up the whole store. I don't know, I always go shopping for stuff that I don't need. If anytime I go to Walmart or Target, you know, it's gonna be a problem. Like, I go in there, have a list in my hand, what I need, write everything down, get in the store, and just go right off the list. And I'm looking in my basket, like, half this stuff was not on my list that I wrote out. But I love to shop. Lately, I'm just blowing through it all. I don't know, I got a shopping addiction. And it's crazy, I'm not going to lie. I love to shop. I do. But hope you guys had a great, great weekend. Hope everything went well for you guys. Hope you had a great Valentine's. Hope you had a great weekend in general. And I hope we all just pushed through. I know I told you guys the story in my last episode about the little moment I had on the interstate that was so scary. So if you haven't heard that story, go check my last episode out. And yeah, it was freaking scary as hell, guys. But I got through it, and I'm proud of myself. I pushed through it, and I made it through, and everything ended up being good. So, you know, things just happen that way, unfortunately. But I'm just glad that everything worked out to the best of its ability, and I'm good, you know. And we'll touch more on that, because I honestly want to do another episode about suicide too, just because I think it's important that we keep talking about that. That's such a huge topic, so we'll probably do another episode about that this upcoming week as well. I want to just start, I want to kind of do different things with the podcast. I love the way the direction my podcast is going in, and I love that you guys give me so much, that you guys are just so amazing. You support me, you download my episodes, and you're just amazing, and I appreciate you guys so, so much. Always supporting me, always just liking, you know, just being here. It's great. I love doing this. This podcast has honestly changed my life for the better. I love getting to do this every day with you guys, honestly. But, you know, I don't know. We're going to find different things to do for my podcast. I do a lot of Q&As. We talk about a lot of things, but we're going to do different things as well. We'll move this thing into an even different direction. We're going to have fun with it and all that good stuff, and you guys will see. But we're going to keep it pushing, keep it going. I'm getting tired. I'm not even going to sit here and lie. We're going to just keep pushing this podcast into a good direction and keep going, because that's all we really can do. But for anyone out there, I hope everyone just had an amazing, amazing, amazing weekend, guys. Again, my regular scheduled podcast will be back tomorrow, so we'll be back on all mental health stuff. I'm sorry that the last two podcasts kind of threw everything off because I was out of town, but I'm back now, better than ever, and we're going to keep pushing, and we're going to get this podcast, you know, where it needs to be. I am about to be in my driveway soon, so I'm going to end this so I can go home and spend some time with my daughter for the rest of the night until it's time for me to go to bed. But I will be back in the morning to talk to you guys. I'm back. I'm excited. And look forward to those episodes about PTSD, anxiety, and depression coming your way this week, guys. And if you have any ideas, again, or anything you want me to talk about, just let me know. I've given you my email address, chomer220@gmail.com. It's in the link was in one of my bios. Also, you can go to sherellsblog.media if you want to send me a message on there as well. It's all up to you guys. You can contact me any way you need to. But let's just keep pushing. Let's just keep going. And please, guys, enjoy this beautiful Sunday with your family and friends. I'm signing off. I will talk to you guys in the morning.